Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loving Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning time that you have granted us in our lives that we can come in your presence. Father, we thank you that any time that we come in your presence, Lord, you fill us with joy and peace. And you fill us, Father, with a direction that we can go forward. We thank you, Lord, for Lord, all the good things that you have done in our lives as we are looking into the final lesson today, Father, Lord, of this series that we have been going through. I pray that you may speak to us and continue to bless us, Father, Lord. Thank you for all your blessings. We give you the glory and honor. We bless your name. In the most precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 For the last 4 or 5 months or 6 months, I think, we have been doing the series called Bearing God's Image. Today, we are coming to the last lesson. We are going to close up this series today. I hope you all enjoyed it. It was very informative for me, especially the reason why we should bear the image of God. We all need to bear God's image. And that is the primary purpose of what is happening in our life. So as we look into that, as we spoke in the last times, that this is the process. How we become like Jesus. How we become like God. End of the day. The Hindu philosophy tells that we finally end up with the Creator. We become God. In some ways, the Christian philosophy also says we will be like God. We will be one day in the same image of God. We will not end up to be God, but we will be like God. And that is what our philosophy or the doctrines that we understand teaches us. 1 John chapter 3, we know that one day we will be like Him. Namla devote pole. One day we will be like God. Just imagine us being like God. 1 John chapter 3 verses 2 and 3. Today we are the children of God, but one day when He is revealed, it says we shall be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. So the process is that when you are saved, you are justified. Your sins are taken away and you get a justification. You are deemed righteous because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And then after that, the process of life is through the process of sanctification. We need to get sanctified. Not a one-time thing, it's a daily thing. Every time when we come to God's presence, we should say, Lord, cleanse me from my secret faults. Lord, take away my bad habits, make me more like you. So this process of sanctification will continue till we die. Till the last day, last minute that we live, the sanctification should continue in our life. And finally, once we are sanctified, there is a day coming that we will be glorified. We are going to go into the process of glorification. Just like Jesus was glorified in His resurrected body, one day when we will be resurrected, we will be glorified together with Him. So, very quickly, we have already gone through this. We saw the final restoration of physical and spiritual reality. And though it is going to be done in the future, but one day it has its implications even today. So the title of this lesson is Forever Restored. One day we will be restored. Everything that has been taken away from us, the original glory that God gave to Adam and Eve on the Garden of Eden. You remember, they were clothed with glory. They did not need clothes. Today we need clothes to cover our nakedness. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve did not need clothes because they were covered with the glory of God. That was their clothes. The moment Adam and Eve were created, they were not they were naked, the Bible says, but they were not ashamed. Why? Because they were wearing the glorified clothes that God put upon their lives. But the moment sin came into their life, they knew that they became naked. And they started sewing the fig tree, the leaves, and they tried to cover their nakedness. And then God killed an animal and covered them with the skin of animal. So, because of sin, the cloth of glory that God had put upon Adam and Eve got away, and we became sinful creatures. But one day, we will be restored. You know, any original thing that gets damaged, there is a process of restoration. God is actually trying to restore us. Restore our lives to be to the image and to the likeness that He created us in the beginning. Because when God made man, it says Genesis 1:26, God made man in his own image, in his own likeness. And that is the image that God is trying to restore in our lives. And that is what we see. So, one day we will be restored physically. We will no longer be subject to anything that we have today. Even though I believe in healing and all that, but then, we cannot say that we are not going to fall sick on this earth. That is living in an uncertain world, we can never say that we will not fall sick or we are going to. I've heard some people saying, I never go to a hospital, I never eat, take medicines. Praise God, God has given you health. But don't ever say that you will never go to a hospital or you'll never take medicines. Because that is also part of God's healing plan, I believe. But then God also wants to restore and heal people. It happens at the same time. We should be very clear about healing, and Bible definitely teaches us about healing, that God heals all our diseases. Yes, He does. But then there are people who don't also get the healing completely. It is, the reason? Because it's all about the plan of God. Sometimes it brings God the glory. Lazarus became sick, even though he was a friend of Jesus, he fell sick. And when Jesus asked, they asked why he died, Jesus said, it's for the glory of God. Sometimes God wants to bring glory through our sickness, because God will give a healing to us, and through that healing we will honor the name of the Lord. So that is what I wanted to say. So one day we will be restored physically. There's a day coming, there will be no sickness, no pain, no sorrow. We are going to a land where there is nothing, that we don't have the pain of the after effects of the sin that we have. Also that we will be restored spiritually as well, finally and fully, one day from the presence of sin. When we are in heaven, there is not even sin there. Satan is not there, there is no sin, there is no death. It's an eternal life that Jesus is giving us, and that's why He came to this world. And these glorious truths should inform us to responsibility to work today with tomorrow's hope in our heart. So let me quickly go through it. I mean, we already went through the fact that we are going to be restored physically. Our key verse, if you want to take, open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 15. We have been going through this verses. Please open to 1 John chapter 15, verses 35 to 49, where we read about natural body and a glorified body. We read about a spiritual body, a body of corruption, a body of incorruption. A body that is sown in corruption, but it is raised in incorruption. One day we will be raised to a body which is not subject to any sin or sickness. Praise God. Amen? How many of you are happy about that? Some of you are not happy? Yes. Well, okay, let me translate to what brother is saying. He says that, just imagine somebody died when he was 100 years old. How are you going to be in heaven? Are you going to be looking like you are 100 years old as an old man? How is our image in heaven? Jesus answers that question and says, we will be like angels. We have an image. For example, you have an image. Not as a baby, but the way that people can recognize you. Right? We have an image. And that image is going to be there. We will be like angels in the sense that we are not going to be looking old, like 100 years old or 120 years old. We'll be looking, our image will be seen completely. Anna, that day, you don't have to introduce. There is no introduction. You don't need a visiting card and say, okay, I am so and so. Because when we are in God's presence, there are some things that are going to be complete. That includes knowledge. Jnanathinte poornatha varum. When we are in heaven, we don't need to have faith. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says, there are three things that is existing, right? Faith, hope, and love. We don't need faith in heaven. We don't need to imagine and believe something that we are not seeing, because we are seeing everything literally. Namakku andha vishwasam venda. The faith that we need is today, because we are not seeing. That day we don't need faith to see God, because we are seeing God literally with our eyes. In the similar way, in answering your question, in those days, if you look to 1 Corinthians, let me quickly answer that question before I move forward. 1 Corinthians 13, look to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In verse number 9 it says, "For we know in part and we prophesy in part." Apostle Paul is speaking about our lives. We do not know completely everything. We have only a partial knowledge. Our knowledge is partial today, and we prophesy in part, which means we speak about the future in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part will be done away. That which is the part, which is in part, will be done away. Now look at verse number 13. This is answering, Brother Somji, this is answering your question. So look in verse number 12. Okay, and 13. 11 and 12. "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." Now look at verse number 12. This is the key. "For now," which is nammada innatha jeevitham, now our present life, "what we see is like in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face." There is a day coming. It is not a dim knowledge, it's a full knowledge. It's called a full revelation. "Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known." That is the answer to your question. "Then I shall know just as I am known," which means that day I can recognize you as Somji. You don't have to introduce. When I look at you, I have the complete knowledge about you. There is no need of introduction, because our knowledge is complete. Our knowledge is complete, and when we are in God's presence, we know completely. So that is the answer. Now Jesus answers that we will be like angels, which means that it will be not as married couples there, but we will be as angels enjoying the presence of God, where the church will be the bride and Jesus is the bridegroom, and that will be our eternal life in heaven. Okay? Any other questions about that? That's what we are looking for. When it is the completeness, in that time, whatever we have lost, it is getting restored back. For example, last so many years, from the time this earth was born, electricity was always there. This electricity. How many years before man discovered electricity? 50 years. Imagine, I'm just giving a rough figure. 50 years. Electricity was always there. But man discovered when? Just 50 years ago. All these technological advances are all discoveries. Man is not creating anything. Internet, all the telecommunications, the ability for a big jumbo jet of this many tons to fly on the air, the technological advances, man is discovering it. We are discovering. It is all inherent. But we are just discovering when our knowledge is getting better and better. Our knowledge in the Purna, the fulfillment of the knowledge is only realized when we are in heaven. Why? Answer is because of sin. Pabam Moolam Ajnanam. You remember when Satan tempted Eve, what did he say? Devate pola agam. In some way, Satan was lying. Totally he was lying, because he was portraying God as somebody who did not want to share his knowledge. But nammal enna devate pola aanadu? When? One day when we are in heaven. Aa Satan's temptation. Satan paranja, God does not want you to know, because he does not want you to be like him. Actually, God wanted Adam and Eve to be like him. That is why he created in his own image. You could have got it. They could have eaten from the tree of life. They would have had the full knowledge. But they took a shortcut. They took the fruit that God told them not to eat. To be like God, their eyes were opened. Which means that sin came into their life. And because of that, that knowledge we will only be fulfilled one day when we go to heaven. I don't know how to describe it, what it will help, but it will be a very different thing. Anna tension illa, stress illa, karachil illa, vedane illa, there is no problems. We will be, but I don't think we will be floating on a cloud all the time. We will be doing something, I believe, very constructive. Somebody will be sitting on a cloud and just, no, that's not the way. But we will be in a state of total happiness and joy. And what is the Psalm 16 verse 11 telling us? Anybody can tell me? Sangeerthanam 16:11 enda parayunnathu? Ninde sannidhiyile santoshathinte paripoornatha. In your presence is the fullness of joy. We have no idea what is joy. Santosham endha namukku adinte oru partial polum arithilla. Pakshe devathinte sannidhiyile annu endha aayirikkum endha namukku kittum santoshathinte. So that also answers your question. Adu annu namukku eternal joy and eternal happiness deva namukku tharu. Amen. I hope that's okay. Okay. Anybody other questions? We will answer it gradually. Okay. So we will be restored physically, and then this is already gone through, so I'm not going. Everybody is going to be restored, resurrected. Everyone is going to be resurrected, both the good and the evil. For the people who are following Jesus, you'll be resurrected to life. For those who have rejected Jesus, you will be resurrected to eternal condemnation and separation from God. Resurrection, Jesus Christ became the first fruits of the resurrection, and one day we will be resurrected like Him. It involves full physical restoration. You remember we told the resurrected body of Jesus could eat, could drink, could be touched. That is a symbol of our full physical restoration. Okay, next one. We went into this. This was the last week. We will be restored spiritually as well. We looked into 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 50 to 57, where we went into that in detail. I don't want to move forward. I don't want to go into that again. But we looked into these verses. So today, so I want you to take out 1 Corinthians. Let's look to. We are going to be working towards our restoration. The fact is that one day we will be restored. Doesn't mean that you will be just sitting today not doing anything. Devam aagrahikkunnathu, we have to work towards to be better and to be more like God or more like Jesus every day. We work towards restoration in the present. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58. This is the last verse of that chapter, and we are going to close with that. Therefore, somebody can you read that please?
ആകയാൽ എന്റെ പ്രിയ സഹോദരന്മാരെ, നിങ്ങൾ ഉറപ്പുള്ളവരും കുലുങ്ങാത്തവരും നിങ്ങളുടെ പ്രയത്നം കർത്താവിൽ വൃദ്ധമല്ല എന്ന് അറിയിക്കയാൽ കർത്താവിന്റെ വേലയിൽ എപ്പോഴും വർദ്ധിച്ചു വരുന്നവരുമാകുവിൻ.
അപ്പോസ്റ്റൽ പോൾ ഇതെല്ലാം ഉയർപ്പിനെ കുറിച്ച് പറഞ്ഞു കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട്, ആഫ്റ്റർ ഹി സ്പോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് റെസറക്ഷൻ, അപ്പോസ്റ്റൽ പോൾ ഗിവിംഗ് ഓൾ ദ ഇമേജസ് ഓഫ് എ ഫുൾ റെസറക്ഷൻ, ഫൈനലി ദിസ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് ഹീസ് ടെലിംഗ് അസ്. ദിസ് ഇസ് ഹിസ് കൗൺസിൽ that Paul is giving to us. And though, can you look in your Bibles and tell me what all is telling me? What all is telling for each of us to do? Tell me. Number one, look in your Bibles. Number one, be steadfast. Orappullavarayirikkanam. Be steadfast. Ee angottum ingottum kulungi kulungi ulla samudrathil ulla ഒരു വള്ളം പോലെ അങ്ങോട്ടും ഇങ്ങോട്ടും പൊങ്ങിയും താഴെയും ചെയ്യുന്ന പോലല്ല. വി ആർ നോട്ട് ടു ബി ലൈക്ക് എ ബോട്ട് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് അപ്പ് ആൻഡ് ഡൗൺ ഇൻ ദ വേവ്സ്. വി ഹാവ് ടു ബി സ്റ്റെഡ്ഫാസ്റ്റ്. അവർ ട്രസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഇൻ ഗോഡ് ഷുഡ് ബി സോളിഡ്. വി ഹാവ് ടു ബി സ്റ്റെഡ്ഫാസ്റ്റ് ഇൻ അവർ ലൈഫ്സ്. മെനി ടൈംസ് ദ പ്രോബ്ലം ഹാപ്പൻസ് വെൻ വി ഹാവ് ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ടീസ് ഇൻ ലൈഫ്. വി സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യനിങ്. Why are good things happening? Why are bad things happening to me? I have been following God. I've been following the Bible. Why are all this? As Samatha, we start getting shaking up. Our faith starts shaking. But you know, how can you be steadfast? How can you be immovable? Can you tell me? Can somebody tell me the answer for this? Let me ask you. How you can be steadfast in your everyday? Vishwasam. Vishwasam, okay. What else? What does the Bible tell us? What has Jesus told? Jesus has given an answer. How you can be immovable? Hold on to the promises of God. Strong foundation. Exactly. Turn with me to Matthew. And Jesus has given at the end of his Sermon on the Mount. Matthew. Chapter 7. Verse 24 onwards. Jesus speaks about how we can be steadfast and immovable. Pay attention to what Jesus says. In verse number 24, Matthew chapter 7, verse number 24, Jesus says, Therefore, whoever hears the sayings of mine, ende vaakkukale, number one, what you should do? You should listen. You should listen to the word of God. Number two. And randamathe kaaryam endo? What is the second thing that Jesus says? Not only we should hear, but what did Jesus say? Come on. Give me the answer. Look at your Bible. Matthew? Matthew 7:24. Look at your verse. I want the answer from there. Matthew 7:24. Whoever hears the sayings of mine, ende vaakkukale kelkkuka, number one, and number two, what? And does them. Many times nammala devathinte vaakkukal kelkkunnundu, but we don't do it. There are two things that God, Jesus says, you should hear my word, and also what you should do? You should obey them. You should do them. Whenever you hear God's word, it is good that you are hearing. That is only but one half of what God expects from us. നമ്മളെ കുറിച്ച് ദൈവം ആഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നതിന്റെ അരമുറിയേ ഉള്ളൂ നമ്മൾ അത് ചെയ്യുന്നത്. എന്തോ നമ്മൾ ദൈവവചനം കേൾക്കുന്നുണ്ട്. വി കം ഓൺ സൺഡേസ്, വി ഹിയർ ഗോഡ്സ് വേർഡ് ഇൻ മെനി ഡിഫറെന്റ് ചാനൽസ്, ത്രൂ പ്രയർ ലൈൻ, ത്രൂ ടി വി, ത്രൂ ദിസ് ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ്. അതെല്ലാം നല്ലതാണ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് ഗുഡ്, ഗുഡ്, വെരി ഗുഡ്. അറ്റ്ലീസ്റ്റ് വി ആർ നോട്ട് ഹിയറിംഗ് സം അതർ തിങ്സ്. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഗുഡ്. ബട്ട് ദെൻ അലോങ് വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ്, വാട്ട് എവർ യു ഹിയർ, വാട്ട് വി നീഡ് ടു ഡു, വി നീഡ് ടു ഡു ദം. കർത്താവിന്റെ വാക്കുകൾ കേൾക്കുകയും അത് ചെയ്യുകയും ചെയ്യണം. ഇൻ ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് സേയ്സ്, ഹൂവർ ഹിയേഴ്സ് ദ സേയിങ് ഓഫ് മൈൻ ആൻഡ് ഡസ് ദം. അവരെ, വാട്ട് ഈസ് ജീസസ് ലൈക്കനിങ് ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ ടു? എ വൈസ് മാൻ ഹു ബിൽഡ് ഹിസ് ഹൗസ് അപ്പോൺ ദ റോക്ക്. നൗ ഐ വോണ്ട് യു ടു ഓൾ തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് ഇറ്റ്. വെരി സിമിലർ ടു പീപ്പിൾ. വൺ ഈസ് എ വൈസ് പേഴ്സൺ, ദി അതർ ഈസ് എ ഫൂളിഷ് പേഴ്സൺ. In both their lives, if you read the next verses, the same problems came. Whatever problems are happening in our lives, they are also happening in the people of the world, those who do not follow God. Avarude jeevithathilum angane problems varunnundu. Whatever situations happen, they are happening in our lives and in happening in the people of the world. In this case, there is a wise man who built his house on what? On the rock, which is solid foundation. Okay, the foolish man built his house on the sand, which is unstable foundation. Both of them built the house. So two houses are standing. Velil nokkiya oru difference illa. Why? Because the foundation is under the ground. Now God willing, when we are going to be building a church, you will see that they will take a long time in making the foundation. The foundation is the most and the key of any building, because once the foundation is made, it has to be strong to hold the building together. So once they take, in back in India, I remember when they make this foundation, they will raise it to the ground level and let it be there for like months together. The elements of the water and everything comes and it makes it solid. The foundation have to be really solid. And then it is very quick to make the roof and make the walls and make the rooms and everything. That is the easy part. The hard part is making the foundation. So in this case, there are two houses. I want you to imagine. Both the houses look exactly the same. One is built on rock. The other is built on sand. And when the winds blow, it's written the same thing. The rain comes, the flood goes up, the wind blows. Three things. The rain is coming from the top. It is flooding and the flood goes up. And the wind is blowing against the house. The difference happens when there are problems that happen in your life. The same problems when they hit your life, you should not behave in the same way as a person who does not know Christ and His word behaves. It is the response to the problem that makes all the difference. How do we respond when a difficult situation comes in our life? We should never pray, Lord, don't let any problem. That is all foolishness. Because Jesus said, in this world, you will have troubles. But then Jesus said, be of good cheer. In John 14:33, Jesus says, in this world, you will have tribulations. But be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Nammada jeevathil parishodhana virumbol, prashnangal virumbol, whatever the situation comes, the difference between us and a worldly person is, our foundation is built on the solid rock. And what is that rock? Is it Jesus? Is it Jesus? Look into this verse. Nammada vajanam vaikkumbo, we have to be very clear. What is the rock that Jesus speaks about? Of course, in one way, it is Jesus because He is the rock of ages. But yes, on these words of mine, Nyam Parena Vajanathil, if you are able to build your life on my word, Karta Varanya Vajanam, the words that Jesus has made, has said, if we build our life, which is our house, which is our life, on the words of Jesus, what happens? When the rain comes, the flood goes, the wind comes against, the house will still stand. Nothing is going to happen. You will not stop praying. You will not stop going to the church. You will not stop associating with other believers. You will continue, but beyond that, because we are walking by faith and not by sight. That's the difference. That was the problem with the Israelite people. They did not believe in God. God said, I will take you to the promised land. They would not believe. They were all on a journey to Canaan, but they would not believe that God would provide for them. Every moment something wrong happens, they will start murmuring. They will start complaining. They will say, we will elect a leader, we will go back to Egypt. Oh, I remember the onions and the leeks and the cucumber. Oh, what a wonderful tasty food I was having. They don't remember the sufferings that they were having in Egypt, carrying all that heavy load. And they were saying, oh, I wish I was back in Egypt. Oh, let us elect another leader. Let's go back. All the time murmuring, all the time complaining. And they would refuse to believe the words of God. Devathinte vayanathil ellarum avade aasrayam. They were walking by sight. Whenever they come to a place, there is no water. Oh, did you bring us to kill us here? That is what the reaction is. Eppozhum complain. Vaa thornal avarku oru nalla vaakku devathe kurichu parayilla. Every time, I'm just telling you, your words are very powerful. I'm telling you, each of you, make sure that you don't speak words that are negative. Sometimes we speak about one of our children. Oh, this son, he is good for nothing. He is useless. You know, those words are very powerful because there is a great power in the word. And I want you to be very careful with whatever words you use to speak about yourself and speak about other people. Because there is great power in the word that we speak out. You know, God created the entire universe that you see just with the spoken word. God said, let there be light. There was light. Let there be this. God's with the word. And we are, as children of God, the words that we speak. Let us be very careful. So when a problem happens in your life, let not your words be that of discouragement. Let not your reaction be like a worldly person. Oh, why is this happening to me? Lord, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to pray. Does not God look at me? These are all typical complaints that we have. At that time, if you are building your foundation on the words of Jesus Christ, Kartav paranja adil nammade foundation, when we dig it and make it strong, let me tell you that you will be steadfast and you will be immovable. It is like it says the anchor of our soul in the Hebrews. In Hebrews it says, it is namade vishwasathinte anchor. What is the anchor? That is how you put an anchor. A ship that is in rough waters, it can remain steady when you put an anchor which will hold the ship steady in the midst of all the elements of nature. I want to tell to all the brothers and sisters, I want us to watch the words that we speak out. Nammada vaakkalil there is a great power, and I'm telling you this again and again, there is power in our words. That is why when we speak out, let us speak the word of God. Let us speak about what God wants in our life. What we can do through God. Let us remember the promises that God has given us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't say, oh, I cannot do it. I cannot pass the exam. I don't remember anything. I'm good for nothing. I cannot sing. I cannot preach. Don't say what you cannot do. What you cannot do is not what you should say. You should say what God will enable you to do. Amen. And He will enable you to do something impossible in the midst of your life problems. Look at David and Goliath. Goliath is a man who is totally tall and big and with armor. And look at David, a little boy. But look at him, the faith that he had on God and said, my God will let me kill you and today I'm going to kill you, he told Goliath. Impossible. How can this little boy with a slingshot kill a giant in front of him? But he came in the name of the Lord. And when God enabled him to do his slingshot, the stone that he threw out, that stone would not miss the forehead of the Goliath. It landed at the right point, the only one place that was not guarded. And he was able to kill the giant in his life. We need to slay the giants of your life. I don't know what giants that are coming and attacking you. Whether it is grief, whether it is depression, whether it is anxiety, whether it is worry, whether it is despair, whether it is insecurity, whether it is lack of confidence in what you do. But I'm telling you every day, we need to trust in God and put our anchor on the word of God. Put your anchor on what God tells about you. You are not a defeated person. You are a victor in Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through Him who has loved us. We can do more than anything because you have somebody inside who is greater than he who is in the world. Do you understand, all of you? How many of you understand what I'm saying? Oru prashnam varumbo, don't despair. Don't dial the phone and start moaning and complaining about it. Go to God's presence. Read His word. Devathinte vajanam nammade edu prashnathinu uttaramundu. There is an answer to every problem in your life. The problem is that the Bible is like an unused check. Nammade kayile check undu which God has signed for us to use. Nammal adu pocket la eduthittu nammal nadakkuva. We are living as paupers. Spiritual paupers. Without using the great treasure that God has given us in our lives. Adonde njan paranja devamakkalode, we need to read and meditate so that whenever a problem comes, put your trust in God's word. Devathinte vajanathil aasrayam vekkanam. Don't put your trust in your job, by the way. Your job can go away anytime. Don't put your trust in man. Man is known to be deceptive and cheating. Man is selfish by nature. Man or woman, whatever I'm saying. People. The central verse of the Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. Manushyanil aasrayikkunnathinekkal Yehovayil aasrayikkunnathu nallathu. So this is how you become steadfast and immovable. If you come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the verse that we have been read, he is telling, idellam arinjonde, when you know that one day you will be restored, the first thing he says is that be steadfast and be immovable. Now you know how you will be steadfast and immovable when you put your trust not in your own ability, but trust in God who can do great things through your life. Devathil nammada aasrayam vekkumbol, God will take us up and God will lift us up. I mean, nammada vishwasathinte korava nammada madhyathil alpudangalum adiyalangalum veera pravartigalum kaanatha. It's a lack of faith that we don't see mighty acts that God can work in our lives. It's our lack of faith. നമ്മൾ വിശ്വാസികളാണ് പറഞ്ഞാലും നമ്മുടെ വായിന്ന് എപ്പോഴും അവിശ്വാസത്തിന്റെ വാക്കുകളാണ് വരുന്നത്. We say we are believers, but we talk like a heathen. We talk like we are non-believers. When God has provided us for us everything in our lives. So it says, number one, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. This is where each person has a role. Namakella oru devathin oru ad malayalam, what are you reading malayalam? And always abounding in the work of the Lord endo malayalathil ennu vaiche, what does it say?
Prayatna kartal vrutamalla vrutamalla ennu arinjirikkal kartavinte veril eppol
vardhi kartavinte veril in the work of the Lord. അല്ലാതെ നമ്മൾ ഓവർ ടൈം ചെയ്ത് അതില്ലാത്ത ഡബിളും ട്രിപ്പിളും ഓവർ ടൈം ചെയ്യണമെന്നല്ല ദൈവത്തിന് പറയാൻ പറയുന്നത്. അബൗണ്ട് ഇൻ ദ വർക്ക് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ഒരു വേലയുണ്ട് നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ. ഗോഡ്, ദർ ഇസ് എ വർക്ക് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ദ ഗോഡ് ഹാസ് ഫോർ ഈച്ച് ഓഫ് അസ്. ഡോണ്ട് ബി സോ മച്ച് ഇൻ ടു യുവർ ഓൺ ലൈഫ് ആൻഡ് യു ആർ ഡിസ്റ്റൻസിങ് യുവർ സെൽഫ് ഫ്രം വാട്ട് ഗോഡ് ഹാസ് എ പ്ലാൻ ഫോർ യു. യു ഹാവ് ടു അബൗണ്ട് ഇൻ ദ വർക്ക് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. നമുക്കെല്ലാം ഓരോരോ വേലയുണ്ട്. ലെറ്റ് മീ ടെൽ യു, യു ആർ നോട്ട് കോൾഡ് ടു ബി എ ഫ്രീ ലോഡർ. നമ്മളെ ഫ്രീ റൈഡായിട്ട് നമ്മളെ ദൈവവേലയ്ക്ക് വേണ്ടി വിളിച്ചിട്ടില്ല. നോ വൺ ഓഫ് യു ഹാവ് എ ഫ്രീ റൈഡ്. വി ഓൾ ഹാവ് എ സർട്ടൻ വർക്ക് ടു ഡു. എനിക്ക് ദൈവം തന്നിട്ടുണ്ട് ഒരു വർക്ക്. ഐ നോ വാട്ട് മൈ വർക്ക് ഈസ്. എവറി ഡേ ഐ എം അവെയർ അബൌട്ട് വാട്ട് മൈ വർക്ക് ഈസ്. ഗോഡ് ഹാസ് ഗിവൺ മീ എ വർക്ക് വിച്ച് ഈസ് ബിയോണ്ട് മേ ബി എ ലോട്ട് ഓഫ് നോർമൽ പീപ്പിൾ, ബട്ട് എവറി വൺ ഹാസ് എ വർക്ക്. We have to abound in the work of the Lord. Our work is determined. You will ask, oh pastor, I am not standing behind a pulpit. And that's fine. Everybody is not a pastor. Everybody is not an apostle. Everybody is not an evangelist. But everybody is a servant of God. God has given you some resources that you have to use for the kingdom of God. You have to do the work of God. You may be going to a school. What is your work there? To be the salt and light among your friends. If somebody is coming to you, and when they see that you are a different person, they will come to you for prayer. They will come to you for counseling. I'm telling you, you stand up for God, he will lead you to people. People will be attracted to you like a magnet. Avar ningal adutha vannitte prarthikkan vendi parayum. That is what God wants from us. നമ്മൾ ഒരു ജോലി സ്ഥലത്താകുമ്പം, let our demeanor, let our attitude, let our talks be so that people will be attracted and they will see, we can see the Lord in this person's life. We can see Jesus in this person's life. We need to be attracted to what God wants in our life. It says, always abound in the work of the Lord. പിന്നെ knowing that your labor is not, നമ്മുടെ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി ചെയ്യുന്ന ഒരു ഒരു വേല പോലും വൃഥാവായിട്ട് പോകത്തില്ല. ഈവൻ ഇഫ് യു ഗീവ് എ കപ്പ് ഓഫ് കോൾഡ് വാട്ടർ, ഒരു ഗ്ലാസ് പച്ചവെള്ളം കൊടുത്താൽ അതിന്റെ റിവാർഡ് ഉണ്ടെന്നാണ് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം പറയുന്നത്. ഇൻ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ഒരു ഗ്ലാസ് പച്ചവെള്ളം, വിച്ച് ഈസ് നോട്ട് കോസ്റ്റിംഗ് യു എനിത്തിങ്, ഓൺലി ദ എഫേർട്ട് ദാറ്റ് യു ടേക്ക് ടു ഫിൽ എ കപ്പ് ഓഫ് വാട്ടർ ആൻഡ് ഗിവ് ടു സംബഡി ഇൻ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, അതിനുപോലും ദൈവം പ്രതിഫലം നമുക്ക് തരും. ഗോഡ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് എ ഡെറ്റർ. ദൈവം ഒരിക്കലും കടക്കാരനല്ല. ഹി വിൽ നോട്ട് ബി എ ഡെറ്റർ. ചൈൽഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, വി നീഡ് ടു വർക്ക് ടുഗദർ ഇൻ സച്ച് എ വേ ദാറ്റ് വിൽ ബി റിസ്റ്റോർഡ് And this is basically the final restoration that God is going to give us. We need to do what you have to do. You have to find out what is your role in the kingdom of God. If you are good in certain thing, do that. Everybody is not expected to be, you know, preachers or all of it. Whatever the talent and the time and the resources, God has given you time. You believe that? Everybody has got this resource equally. How much? How many hours a day? 24. Let me ask you this. How much time are we giving for God out of the 24 hours of the day? ദൈവത്തിന്റെ രാജ്യത്തിന് വേണ്ടി നമ്മൾ എത്ര സമയം മാറ്റി വെക്കുന്നുണ്ട്? If we have to pay the tithe, how much is that should be? Jackson, you are the expert here. Tithe of the 24 hours. How much should that be?
2 hours?
40 minutes. Every day, man. 2 hours and നമ്മുടെ ബേസിക് മിനിമം ടൈത്ത് എങ്കിലും കൊടുക്കുവാണെങ്കിൽ ഓഫ് ഫസ്റ്റ് ടൈം ഇറ്റ് ഷുഡ് ബി 2 hours and 40 minutes every day. Sorry, I have thrown this bombshell like that. Samayathinte tithe, nammellam we speak about tithe. Tithe is not only money. Tithe is our time. Tithe is our talents. Whatever the ability that God, talents means the ability that God has given you. Tithe is your resources. Because God has given you certain things, we have to use that for God's kingdom. Because one day He will say, I gave you that talent, I gave you that gift, what have you done for me? എനിക്ക് വേണ്ടി നീ എന്തോ ചെയ്തേക്കുന്നത്? അന്ന് നിൽക്കുമ്പോൾ ചിരിച്ചൊന്നും മയക്കാൻ ഒക്കത്തില്ല. യു കെ നോട്ട് സ്മൈൽ ആൻഡ് സേ ഓ യു നോ വാട്ട് ഐ വാസ് ഗോഡ് ഇസ് ഇറ്റ് വിൽ ബി വെരി ഡിഫിക്കൾട്ട് അത് വേറൊരു ഹീ ഇസ് എ റൈച്ചസ് ജഡ്ജ് ആൻഡ് ദ ഓൺലി തിങ് ഇസ് ദാറ്റ് വി വിൽ നോട്ട് ഗെറ്റ് എനി റിവാർഡ് ഒന്നും നടക്കത്തില്ല. വി ആർ നോട്ട് ഗോയിങ് ടു ബി കണ്ടംഡ് ടു ഹെൽ ബട്ട് Everybody will be wearing big crowns, 5 layers, 6 layers, 10 layered crown. നമുക്ക് ഒരു ക്രൗണും ഇല്ലാതെ ഒരു ചെറിയ ഒരു വള്ളി മാത്രമിട്ട് യു മേ ഹാവ് ടു വാക്ക് അറൗണ്ട്. യുനോ നോ ക്രൗൺസ്. അന്ന് അവരെ നോക്കുമ്പോ ഇറ്റ്സ് ജസ്റ്റ് ലൈക്ക് യു ആർ ഓൾ റണ്ണിങ് എ റേസ്. ഫസ്റ്റും സെക്കൻഡും തേർഡും വലിയ പ്രൈസും മേടിക്കുമ്പോൾ നമുക്കൊരു കൺസലേഷൻ, ഒരു ചെറിയൊരു you know, pencil or pen, how do you feel like somebody else is holding a big prize? I think you will not be happy because you wish, I wish, but there will be regrets one day. നമ്മൾ നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതം നോക്കിട്ട് പറയും, ഞാൻ എത്ര കാലം വൃതാവായിട്ട് കളഞ്ഞു. How many years and days of my life I have wasted. അന്ന് ആ റിഗ്രറ്റ് വരുമ്പോൾ ഇറ്റ് ബി എ സാഡ് തിങ്. ഇപ്പൊ മാറി താമസിക്കാണ്. ഓക്കെ ഓക്കെ, ദാറ്റ്സ് ഗുഡ് തോട്ട്സ്. ലെറ്റ്സ് ടേൺ ടു കപ്പിൾ മോർ വേഴ്സ്. ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു ക്ലോസ് ഇൻ 1 മിനിറ്റ് ഹിയർ. കൊളോസ്യൻസ് 1:22 സേസ്, ബട്ട് നൗ ഹി ഹാസ് റീകൺസൈൽഡ് യു by Christ's physical body through death to present you without blemish. Nammala oru what does it say? Oru Colossians chapter 1 verse 22, what does it say?
Athyashil ninna ilagatha adisthana pettavarum sthirathayullavarumayi vishwasathil nilakkunnu nindukondal angane thanne avante munpil nilakkum.
Therinja, that's the Malayalam word. English parayunnathu to present you holy and blameless without and above reproach. ഒരു ദിവസം നമ്മൾ ഒരു ആ ഭാഗം കിട്ടിയില്ലയോ മലയാളത്തിൽ? ഇല്ലയോ ഭാഗം 1:22? ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ദേർ. മേ ബി ഇറ്റ്സ് ഇൻ വേഴ്സ്
23.
വിശുദ്ധരും നിഷ്കളങ്കരും കുറ്റമില്ലാത്തവരുമായിട്ട് നമ്മളെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ മുമ്പാകെ ഹി വാണ്ട്സ് ടു റീകൺസൈൽ അസ് ആസ് വി കണ്ടിന്യൂ ഇൻ അവർ ഫെയ്ത്ത്. ഇവിടെ പറയുന്നത് 23 പറയുന്നത്, സോ യു ഷുഡ് കണ്ടിന്യൂ ഇൻ ദ ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഗ്രൗണ്ടഡ് ആൻഡ് സ്റ്റെഡ്ഫാസ്റ്റ്. ഒരു വിധത്തിലും കുലുങ്ങാതെ നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന് മുമ്പാകെ പോകണം. എഫേഷ്യൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 1:4 എന്താ പറയുന്നത്? എഫേഷ്യൻസ് 1:4, ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു ക്ലോസ് ഹിയർ. 1:4 സേസ് ഹി ഹാസ് ചോസൻ അസ് ബിഫോർ ദ ഫൗണ്ടേഷൻസ് ഓഫ് ദ വേൾഡ്. ലോക സ്ഥാപനത്തിന് മുമ്പാകെ ദൈവം നമ്മളെ തെരഞ്ഞെടുത്ത് എന്തിനു വേണ്ടിയാ? ദാറ്റ് വി ഷുഡ് ബി ഹോളി ആൻഡ് വിത്തൗട്ട് ബ്ലെയിം ബിഫോർ ഹിം ഇൻ ലവ്. ദൈവത്തിന് മുമ്പാകെ ഒരു ബ്ലെയിംലെസ് ആയിട്ട് നിൽക്കാൻ വേണ്ടിയാ ദൈവം നമ്മളെ തെരഞ്ഞെടുത്തത്. പ്ലീസ് ടേക്ക് ഡൗൺ ദീസ് റെഫറൻസസ്, ദേ ആർ ഗുഡ് ഫോർ ഫ്യൂച്ചർ സ്റ്റഡി. ജൂൺ 24, യൂദായിന്റെ ലേഖനം, ബിഫോർ റെവലേഷൻ, ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ബുക്ക് ബിഫോർ റെവലേഷൻ ഇസ് ജൂഡ്. ജൂൺ 24 എന്താ പറയുന്നത്? ജൂൺ 24 അവിടെ പറയുന്നത്, ടു ഹിം ഹു ഇസ് ഏബിൾ ടു കീപ് യു ഫ്രം സ്റ്റംബ്ലിംഗ്, ടു പ്രസന്റ് യു ഫോൾട്ട്ലെസ്, ആനന്ദത്തോടെ ഹി ഈസ് ഏബിൾ ടു കീപ് യു ഫ്രം സ്റ്റംബ്ലിംഗ്. വി ഹാവ് ടു ലീവ് അവർ ലൈഫ് ഈച്ച് ആൻഡ് എവറി ഡേ so that we will not stumble in the presence of God. As I'm closing, let me tell you that we need to live our life knowing that we are a work in progress. We are a work in progress. Every day we have to get better and better. God has started a work in us from the time we accepted Him, and we every day we need to allow ourselves to be used by God. നമ്മളെ ഇങ്ങനെ യു നോ, ഹി വിൽ ചിസൽ ഓൾ ദ ബാഡ് പാർട്ട് ഫ്രം അസ് ആൻഡ് ഹി വിൽ മേക്ക് അസ് ടു ബി എ വെസൽ ഓഫ് ഓണർ. ദാറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് ഗോഡ് വാണ്ട്സ് ഫ്രം അവർ ലൈഫ്. ഗോഡ് വാണ്ട്സ് ടു ഗ്ലോറിഫൈ അസ് വൺ ഡേ വി വിൽ ബി ഫോർ എവർ റെസ്റ്റോർഡ് ബാക്ക്. നമ്മൾ നഷ്ടപ്പെട്ടു പോയ ദ ഗ്ലോറി ദാറ്റ് ആഡം ആൻഡ് ഈവ് ലോസ്റ്റ് ടു സിൻ, ഗോഡ് വാണ്ട്സ് ടു റെസ്റ്റോർ അസ് ബാക്ക്. ലെറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ ക്ലോസ് അവർ ഐസ്. കണ്ണുകളെ അടയ്ക്കാം. ആസ് വി ആർ ക്ലോസിംഗ്, വി ആർ നൗ ടുഡേ, ആസ് ഓഫ് ടുഡേ വി ആർ ക്ലോസ്ഡ് അപ്പ് the series that we started many months ago. I thank God for all of you who came and who attended. And whatever you have heard, let me tell you, as we read earlier today, let us not be just hearers of the word, let us be doers. Nammala kelkunavarayittu mathramalla adu pravartiyilum nammal konduvaranam. Let us make an attempt. Nammada jeevathinte ororo situations of life illa, when the rubber meets the road, when there are problems and when people, you know, they come against you and they speak against you and they rub you the wrong way and they try to discourage you and make you fall down, and when circumstances closes in around you and you think, why is all this happening? Let me tell you, the one place you can turn is the word of God. Devathinte vajaname ullu, the only place that is anchor for your soul. And I don't know what kind of needs that you have in your life, what kind of problems. We are all facing some problem or the other. But when in the midst of the problem, can we focus our eyes not on the problem, but can we focus our eyes on the word of God that speaks to us a word of victory over that problem? Can we just hang on to the promises of God that God has given us through His word? Jesus said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. This is the greatest promise. കർത്താവ് പറഞ്ഞു, ഞാൻ നിന്നെ ഒരു നാളും കൈവിടുകയില്ല, ഉപേക്ഷിക്കുകയില്ല. God is there. നമ്മുടെ ഏത് സ്ഥാനത്തും. Psalms 23 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me, your rod and your staff, they will comfort me. What an amazing promise. What a blessing that God has given us. What wonderful words of comfort that God has given us that we can hold on to. That is the anchor that we can hold on to. And more than everything, God has given His Holy Spirit in our hearts to guide us each and every day. Are we listening to the still small voice of God? Devathinte imba shabdam nammal kelkunnundo nammala jeevathile? Are we listening to Him talking to us? Is our ears tuned to hearing the word of God? God wants to have an intimacy with each one of us. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what I want to conclude. This God wants to make us into His image and into His likeness. Can we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for all these past months, that how wonderfully, Lord, You allowed us to study very deep into the Word of God. We have gone into lot of details about how we can bear the image of God. Lord, You have chosen us before the foundations of the world, that one day we will stand before You blameless, above reproach. I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, help us to be steadfast. Amen.
Help us to be immovable. Help us to be always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing our labor is not going to be in vain. I pray for my brothers and sisters this morning, those who are going through certain situations in their lives that is discouraging them and bringing them grief. But I pray that let your word, Lord, be an anchor for them. And I pray that help them to walk by faith, based upon your word, and not by sight upon their present circumstances. Thank you that you are there by our side, and you have sent your Holy Spirit to help us guide and make us remember the words of Jesus. Thank you for this time. We want to give you all the glory and honor. We bless your name. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.